Your feelings are part of what we're interested in discussing here on the Good Day program. Your emotions, your spirit, your state of mind, as they are reflected in the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. What do you need to know to sound intelligent during the course of the day today? That's my job, along with Rich McFadden here. Jennifer Horn is off this week, so we're going to get as many of the hot hits in as we can. Sounds like radio show. Let's see. Everybody kind of getting in. It does sound like a radio show, doesn't it? Everybody's trying to get in on this phrase, hot topics.
Yeah.
That tests pretty well. You know, Wendy Williams uses it. The View uses it. You hear a lot of people on the radio using it because it tests well. We have these consultants who are happy to tell us how we ought to be phrasing things on the air, what sort of jargon you ought to use, what gets people tweaked. What will they listen to when they hear hot? They're interested in what are the hot issues of the day. Okay, so from the yuck department.
Oh, no.
The yucca.
You have to give them the yucca and the yuck right out of the box.
Right away. John Travolta, as we mentioned yesterday, has two male masseuses who claim they have been sexually assaulted by him.
Mm-hmm.
He says they're lying. The only interesting thing about that is that a number of other men have called the lawyer representing the two victims to say they also have had similar experiences with Mr. Travolta. So it appears that his days of hiding whatever it is that he is all about sexually are over.
I mentioned this to you yesterday, but a friend of mine used to be one of the managers at the Four Seasons. This is 20 years ago in Washington, D.C. And that's where he always stays when he comes to Washington, D.C. And that's, according to her, basically the worst-kept secret in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I don't know whether his marriage is a facade or whether it's this is something he likes to do also.
Yeah, well, here's Andy Cohen, who's an openly gay guy who hosts a program on Bravo called Watch What Happens. And he says that apparently he's, when you get on the table, this is something that happens, depends on what table you get on. This kind of bothers me that it is as, this story has sort of gotten used or coupled with all this discussion of gay marriage for whatever the reason. I think that's fair. 800-510-8255. You can email me, Doug@DougStephan.com or Rich@DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook, /Good Day, and Twitter @Good Day. So is this appropriate? A lot of celebrities, in fact, yesterday, taking to Twitter. You may have seen this, Richie, because you spend some time on Twitter, expressing their pleasure over President Obama's announcement that he supports gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, President Barack Obama, for your beautiful and brave words, tweeted Ellen DeGeneres. Neil Patrick Harris wrote @Barack Obama, President Obama announced his support for same-sex marriage. Bravo, Mr. President. Let's see, Jane Lynch, who's on Glee, said, quote, Obama marriage, gay is okay, pretty damn happy about that today. Thanks, Mr. President, for supporting the dignity of my family and so many others. Adam Levine from The Voice tweeted, thank you, @Barack Obama, for reminding us all that true leadership isn't dead. Alec Baldwin tweeted, Obama gets it right on gay marriage. So.
And all of those people will be at his fundraiser in Hollywood for
tonight.
Well, the
$40,000 tonight.
Tonight he has a $40,000 plate dinner
George
in Hollywood.
Clooney's house.
And then next month he has a for gay Hollywood supporters.
Yeah. Okay. I have no problem with any of this. It's okay.
I don't either.
Unless
you're doing it to be able to raise that money next month at the fundraiser.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's the way it is in politics.
Right.
I mean, how thin in terms of mental stimulation?
It's just the way politics works. Okay,
yeah.
I want to be able to get money from this crowd, so I will stand this position.
Right. I want to get votes from this crowd,
right,
so I'll buy them with some government program or make some statement,
sure,
whether it's what I believe or not. See, the problem isn't.
And that's the thing. Does he really stand. But I mean, obviously, he had, had the guts to come out and make them stay in the position.
Does it take guts? Why does it take guts to say you're for gay marriage? Why does it take guts to say
nobody
in
else
America?
Has done it before?
Well, Joe Biden said it last week.
Who cares
many
what
other
Joe Biden
people
says?
Have said it.
Nobody cares.
Many other folks
no
have said
it. President has come out and done it before.
Why is it that this is such an issue? What is there about this that helps
there
or
are
hurts
for it? And again, it.
No, I understand that. But why is this so important to the future of America? Isn't the most important thing whether we all have jobs, whether we all pay our bills, what the price of gasoline is? I really don't get it. In terms of water cooler conversation, yeah, maybe. But in terms of what really makes this country tick, what really helps to move this country to the future, what difference does it make who you're married to? Why should it make a difference to the person next door whether I married a baboon or not? It doesn't equate with me.
There you are comparing gay marriage to bestiality.
Oh, well.
You people.
Yeah. It doesn't make any difference. You can think it does. You can say, well, what will happen later on after you meet your maker? What do you care? How is that any business or concern of yours? If you're taking good, the thing that bothers me, these hypocrites who are all worked up about this, are usually or oftentimes or too many times horrible when it comes to living with their own spouse. And if, in fact, you're looking for loving partners who take really good care of their children, shall we say, then you won't find them oftentimes any better than those who are of the same sex. And so I don't get it. I've never gotten it. I come from a diverse background, and diversity has to do with religion, has to do with sexual preference, has to do with race, has to do with all kinds of things. And thus, some people have disdain for me and my point of view.
I have a little
that's
bit
part
of a problem
with America.
With your what do you care what anybody else does kind of background. I do care whether, and I'm not saying that gay marriage is in this bucket, but I do care what everybody else is doing. If all of a sudden, my brother's a cop in Anacostia in Washington, D.C., and you look at society there, and there are problems. And I can't look at that and go, well, what do I care whether they're selling crack
on
the
neighborhood?
Corner? No. What do I care whether they're selling crack on the neighborhood? What do I care whether they're murdering each other?
That's not what I'm saying. You're distorting what I'm saying. I'm talking only about gay marriage and what goes on in the bedroom if they're selling crack.
But you also apply that same thing to drugs.
Well, because I think drugs ought to be legalized. It would change the face of the drug usage in our country.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there are certain things where I will care. When it comes to gay marriage, you know what? That's fine.
800.
Whatever.
510. It's not for you. It's not for me. That doesn't mean somebody else. Why should I get in the way? What business is it mine to get in the way of somebody who cares about somebody else? Well, who cares?
Right.
Why?
But all I'm trying to say is there are certain things where, as a society, this may not be one of them, where we do have to care.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. We are interested in your thoughts, but I don't want to get stuck on this because there are a lot of other things that are hot topics this hour. Oh, my heavens. That great chocolate chip cheesecake that you have and are having because somebody you know made it and you loved it and you keep eating it. What's it doing to your waistline? What's it doing to your diet? All right, so let's, you probably last Monday may have thought about that, and you may be expressing that even today, Thursday. We all talk about how we're going to start losing weight and get ourselves into shape. Every weekend comes, and you have a barbecue, or you are not paying attention. Maybe during the week you do, but during the weekend, you believe you should splurge. So, for those of you who are doing that, thankfully, there is TH121, Richie. TH121, a supercharged antioxidant fat-fighting formula. Not only does it help you burn calories, but it also will curb your appetite. You don't have to, when you get up in the late in the evening and you want to have a little bite of fast food like the actor did the other day and got to sort of hung up. You want to sort of conserve that good body that you used to have, or maybe go back to it. How about we call 800-525-2710 and get started with TH-121. This is a fat burner, and you'll get a free bottle with your regular, you know, the order at the regular price, 800-525-2710. You also get a free fat blocker that'll come to you. So you take the TH-121, take the fat blocker. It'll keep the stuff that you're eating from getting layered on. It'll help you burn off what's there. That's the idea. 800-525-2710. Looking great this summer starts today with TH-121 by calling 800-525-2710.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer ready to use plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
800-510-8255. So what's going on at the Roger Clemens trial, Richie?
Apparently, the information is so boring that the jurors are falling asleep. So the judge is reprimanding the lawyers for being too slow and too boring.
Mm, perfect.
So now you have to put on a show.
Here's Getty in northern Michigan. Or no, Mississippi. Hi, Getty.
Hey, what's going on, Douglas? Well, let me ask you, I just got three things to lay out here.
Yeah.
What's the difference between marriage and a civil union? And if they can do civil union, meaning gay couples, what's the big deal on that? Number two.
I don't have a problem.
If it's okay.
There.
Yeah. Number two, if it's okay to be gay in the military now, if it's okay also if they pass the marriage, you know, them marrying, do you know how much that's going to cost the taxpayers to get spousal benefits and all that good stuff? Number three, and I should hope you don't forget this, I want to know what your views on them are.
On me? You're talking about me?
Yeah, what your views are, Douglas, and I'll take it off.
I just told you what my view was. I don't think it's anybody's business. Do what you want to do. As long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Interesting at the Miami Zoo, the orangutans have been given iPads to play with. They've given the orangutans iPads to play with at the Miami Zoo. Yeah, so far the orangutans have been using them to draw pictures, solve simple puzzles, and fling their poo.
Big story, just a few hours ago, President Obama announced, he officially announced he is in favor of gay marriage. This is a monumental event. You know why? This is the first time Joe Biden said something Obama didn't have to apologize for. Amazing! Amazing! In fact, he changed his campaign slogan from forward to fabulous! Yes!
Some strange legal news out of Virginia today. A district court judge has ruled that liking something on Facebook is not considered free speech and therefore not protected under the First Amendment. Apparently, a local sheriff fired some of his employees after one of them liked the Facebook page of a guy who was running against him, and the employee took him to court and lost. Which, that's a problem. You'd think you'd be able to support any candidate you want to, even if you work. But this is how it starts. First they come for our likes, next they come for our pokes. Fortunately, the right to shoot someone for posting too many pictures of their cat taking naps is still protected under the Second Amendment.
Speaking of President Obama, in last night's West Virginia primary, there was a prison inmate on the ballot who actually beat Obama in several counties. He made a popular campaign promise, cracking down on just who be snitching. That's what he said. He's going to crack down on those.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien with some of their late night comedy.
Did you hear about that guy in West Virginia?
Yes. The prison inmate who got more votes than Obama?
Yeah. And his, like, his photo, his campaign photo is like his mugshot or something.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
800-510-8255. Well, you see what's going on. The campaign of Richard Lugar in the primary balloting that took place Tuesday in Indiana had been a discussion of on the minds of a lot of people because he was soundly defeated by a Tea Party candidate, and shows you the changing face in Indiana politics. Or does it really? Is it just a reaction to what people think?
There's a reaction to Washington, D.C. in general.
Right. Lugar is probably one of the best in terms of getting along, and that was seen as pandering or giving in, because Obama said he was, Lugar was his favorite Republican. That didn't do well in Indiana, because Obama won't get about maybe 10 votes outside of Gary, Indiana, probably. The real thing here is, what is changing and why is it changing? The reason things have become so polarized is because people who have gotten themselves elected have not done what they said they were going to do. And it continues to be, it's like they just ignore what it is that they have said in the past. You'd think they'd have some staffer, they got so many people around, some staffer will say to them, hey, this is what you said on the campaign trail, especially with the new media, all the social elements, the Twitter and Facebook, people will, oh, they'll have video of sure. you and what you said, and they'll post it and say, you know, some other video where you're saying exactly the opposite. That's what people's problem is with the folks who are now in power. Ricky's in North Carolina with a thought on this discussion of gay marriage, et cetera. Go ahead, Ricky.
Good morning. Glad to be on your show. I listen
Thank
to you about every day.
Good, thanks.
Here's my issue. I'm Christian. I attend church. I have a family member that is gay. Me personally, I have nothing against their rights to live as they wish. What they do is between them and God. What my concern is that because the government is giving them an elite status, a protected status.
How are they giving them a status that's any different from you being married?
No, let me finish. Because they're giving them an elite status as far as race, religion, etc., you know, for discrimination, that once, if they gain the right to marry, that some rogue couple will walk into my church and demand to be married. Now, the church I attend does not believe in that.
So they'd say no.
Wise.
So the minister
and the
would say no.
The church says no, so that couple then sues my church into oblivion.
Well, see, that's wrong,
that
too. That's wrong. The church ought to be able to do what it wants to do. The pastor ought to be able to do what he or she wants to do. And it should not be that there is any of that kind of stuff going on. It's the same. You make a choice, that's fine. The church makes a choice, that's fine. I would say that that would be completely wrong, Ricky. I'm glad you brought it up because it's an interesting conversational topic. 28 past the hour.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I going through some of the hot stories. It sounds better than hot topics. Hot stories. Things that you'll want to talk about or know about during the course of the day today. Sometimes we get bogged down a little bit, as in the discussion of gay marriage. So let's move on from that. Here's some good news for those of you who love baseball. It appears that the story, at least in sports talk radio, has become a big thing.
Yeah.
And the focus on sports and getting away from some of the non-athletic issues of the day, but yet how the things that go on in the world of sports, you were talking about Roger Clemens a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. become part of the everyday conversation. And so, but it's for an old sort of radio guy who grew up in AM radio. And now there's a move for all of us to get over on the FM side. And there's a lot of sports on FM. But I found it interesting to see the first day of baseball, where traditionally AM radio stations are the ones that carry the baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
The ages. We're all so, I don't know, fascinated. Is that the word? We're so hung up on age. We have to cater to the 18 to 35-year-olds, or we have to cater to the 25 to 54-year-olds. We got to cater to the 35-plus, whatever it is. So the numbers are in. There are companies that you may not know that these companies exist, but they measure who's listening to what, whether it's online, Pandora, iHeart, those kinds of things, whether it's how many views you have online to your website, or in this case, how many people are listening to the radio at any particular time. And the numbers are pretty astounding, Richie, for the opening day of baseball season compared to last year. The numbers are huge.
Really?
Including young listeners. For example, WCBS AM in New York, which has been the news station, one of the news stations, has started carrying the Yankees. And the number of people listening on that radio station to the Yankees on the first day of the season was 320,000 more than listened to it on the other station on the first day of the season last year.
Wow.
Including a lot of young people who are very interested in baseball. I think that that's also something that is part of how we continue. We've really fallen into a pit here in our country of divisiveness. We are pitting ages against ages, old and young. We're pitting money versus non-money, and you're bad if you have some, according to some folks, and you're also bad if you don't have any. This class society stuff, religion, education, you name it. We are divvying up and we're really hurting ourselves. What I find enjoyable about looking at these numbers is how many people were on the same page, if you will, listening to the same game, and it transcends all kinds of barriers. Black and white love listening to the baseball play-by-play, according to this study. Young and old like listening to it. Men and women like listening to it. You name it, it is baseball takes the class out of, I think, in many respects, as do a lot of other sports, until you try to buy a ticket for the game.
Exactly.
And then it does separate them. I was talking to a friend of mine at a town meeting last night who loves the Red Sox. He loves the Patriots. And he has season tickets with his girlfriend to a lot of these events. And he buys them, and then he then he sells them because he can't afford. He wants to go to selected games that he wants to go to, and he wants to sit in a good seat.
Right.
So he buys, and I don't know whether you've done this. I think
my brother does this with the Wizards basketball tickets here in D.C. is he'll buy the season, and it costs $4,000. It's a partial season, not even a full season.
Yeah.
And then he sells the Knicks, the Celtics, and the Lakers tickets, which are the most popular. And in D.C., we have, it's such a transient area, we have all the fans from all over the country. And it's those are hot tickets, hot games, Knicks, Celtics, Lakers. So he sells them, pays for the whole season.
Yeah. So, is it cool?
But I don't know, man. Let me,
I think it's cool.
Other than that, I don't know how people can afford to go to a basketball. A baseball game you can get in cheap if you get the cheap seats.
Yeah.
You know, the bleacher seats, you can get in for 10, 12 bucks or something like that. But then you got to buy a hot dog and a soda and, you know, whatever. Yeah. And that's where you spend all your money.
Well, the
basketball, I have no idea how people do that.
This guy said to me, when it comes to Patriots, by the time you're finished buying two seats, you get charged $40 to park in the parking lot where the stadium is.
Same thing here in D.C. Dan Snyder charges you $25 to park and then another $15 to take the shuttle bus from the parking lot to the stadium.
Wow.
And that's the day I went, you know what? My big screen and my big fat couch right next to my refrigerator with my beer, and it'll be just fine for me, and I haven't been to a game since.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
It's ridiculous.
Next up, the story a lot of people are talking about today. They saw a picture of an airplane. They thought it was the new Boeing 787 at first when the story broke that a Russian jetliner that looks like the 787, except obviously doesn't perform like the 787 because on its test flight with 40 people on board, it crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who these people are. Western Indonesia was the last time it had been heard from 21 minutes after it took off. This was called the Sukhoi Superjet 100.
Right.
Super. Russian diplomats. The Russians, they have, if you have any experience in traveling, one of the things that I have loved about my life is the opportunity to travel to most parts of the world. And
you actually survived the flight in Russia to be able to tell about it.
I did, in fact. And I didn't, when I saw what was going on, I got on a plane in St. Petersburg to fly back to Moscow. No, it was Kiev to Moscow. So we're you get in the plane over there. Everybody sits down. The pilots are the last ones to get on the plane. And they do quick checks and they take off. And then when you land, the pilot's the first ones to get off the plane. But in the meantime, when you're taking off from, in this circumstance, the Kiev airport, there were 40, I counted them as we were taking off, there were 43 planes on the, not on the runway, but off the runway that had crashed, and they just pushed them off to the side of the runway. And there are guys out with, well, I happened to be there that day, they were with torches cutting seats out to obviously put it into another plane. Why would you cut
the
seats out?
So the boneyard is right next to the runway.
Right next to the runway.
That gives you a feeling of security, doesn't it?
And then you look at some of the other experiences the Russians have had in this particular field, and they've never been very good. The planes don't last very long.
Right.
And the same, not as bad with the Airbus, but the Airbuses are just really cheap crap cans. I talk about that all the time, but they really are. Give me a good Boeing plane, and I'll be happy. And so would you. Much safer. There's a lesson here. This is a lesson.
I was listening to a fascinating story about cyber terrorism. I don't know what called terrorism. Cyber thieves.
Yeah.
And Russia has always been good at trying to break into everybody's, servers, American companies, and trying to steal their secrets. And they've been a little bit more quiet about it, sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
China, on the other hand, is just bam. They're trying to knock down the door, the front door, with a, with a big log,
Yep.
And trying to get into your servers. And one of the things that they're constantly attacking is Boeing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get into Boeing's servers and steal their planes for the new Superliner.
Right.
And obviously they don't have the people to be able to design something like this, so they figure we'll just go steal it. Well, there are companies now making huge money, not in helping you block these things, but they fight them. So in the servers of Boeing, there's actually a war going on between the Chinese hackers, and they're government-backed, and the companies that are hired by companies like Boeing to defend their servers and their secrets. So their philosophy is not even keep them out, because you can build a wall, but they'll climb over it. The philosophy is once they're in there, fight them. And one of the interesting things they said is we can tell who is there. So the guy from the security company says, I can tell when they let their first little grunt into the server, and he's the one who gets in and then tries to fish around. He's sloppy. He's really kind of clumsy. And then all of a sudden, everything changes, and you see somebody who spells better. You see somebody who's got a more direct route, and he gets past the next obstacle. Then they hand it back to the grunt again to keep going.
Mm.
And it's amazing how detailed these little wars are that are going on to try and steal the secrets of our air manufacturing companies in the United States, because they can't do it over there or just don't want to.
Richie is talking about the new 797, which is the next plane Boeing is going to build. Most popular plane they have at the moment is the 737. They're trying to spiff that up and sort of reinvent it. It still is a small plane and uncomfortable to travel across the country in. The next plane that they have, they still make 747s. Most of them are freighters. They stopped making the 757 and also have stopped making the 767. The 777, which is their largest plane, or at least the one they do the most business in terms of long haul, is still very popular. And then the 787, they call it the Dreamliner. They have 847 orders, I think I saw the other day.
Wow.
For that plane. And it really is superb. It's taken a long time to get it so that it really runs the way it needs to. But it's technology, but it's all of a lot of the components of that plane are made in China and made in Japan and made in Indonesia and made in South America and Brazil. Mm-hmm. They're just put together here. The engineering is done here. The parts are built here, there, and everywhere. And they bring them. There are two plants now, and I think one of them is in South Carolina. The other one's in Washington State, where they're making these planes. But it's the reality of today. Everything comes. Your car is assembled in America, not made in America. The components come from all over the world.
Right.
And so that's part of what you got to, kind of be grounded in that reality. Here's a story of something that we have a lot of disdain for the TSA. I was trying to think of something nice. A good word. Airport security yesterday at the TF Green Airport in Providence found gun parts in a stuffed animal. The standard security screening of this 4-year-old boy and his father revealed a disassembled gun and ammunition inside the child's carry-on bag. The father said, geez, I don't know where that came from. They were allowed on their flight. The gun and the teddy bear were confiscated. Police say it appeared to be the result of a domestic dispute, and the investigation is continuing. What does that mean? Why do you bring up?
You know, for me, I'm thinking that there was intention. If you had ammunition, and a gun stuffed in a carry-on, even it's disassembled.
Okay. We'll hear for the next 3 months how we could have been saved from something worse than you could possibly imagine by the TSA and their vigilance because of that. That's what you're going to hear.
I'm thinking that guy shouldn't have been on the flight.
800-510-8255, 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Any questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunscreen at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
800-510-8255. All right, here's good news for those of you who live in rural America. The United States Postal Service, USPS, says it will abandon its plan to close a lot of the low-revenue rural post offices in your town, Greenwich, Ohio, for example. The agency initially said they were going to close 3,700 post offices sometime later this month, but after a lot of backlash, post office says it will seek to keep the post offices open only on shorter hours and with fewer staff. 13,000 rural mail facilities will see reduced operations. You'll likely find the post office in your town, if you're in a rural community, opened 2 hours a day. Instead of the former eight.
Well, part of that is because they got funding from the government.
$11 billion from the federal government. The new strategy implemented in the next year or so saves $500 million. So that means they only have to borrow, what, $10.5 billion?
Right.
Instead of 11? All right. Okay. There's good news for us. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday, 5-10-12. And we spend time here talking about technology, how to make your life better, what are the influences, pretty interesting things at DougSteffen.com. We'll bring you up to date on the poll and one of the stories there about Facebook that may send you over the top or over the edge, Richie. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Here's Shelley Palmer with the answer to the question, are you really going to buy high fashion clothing online? Amazon thinks so. We'll find out how it's going to be sold in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, are you really going to buy high fashion clothing online? Couture dresses? Designer suits? Amazon thinks so. The world's most famous online retailer has signed up a whole bunch of high-end designers, including Michael Kors, Vivienne Westwood, Catherine Malandrino, Jack Spade, and Tracy Reese, and it's looking for more. Why now? It's about money, of course. Shipping a $5 cable or selling a $1,500 designer dress costs Amazon about the same. So, according to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, gross profit dollars per unit will be much higher on a fashion item. Should you expect deep discounts on your favorite designer fashion on Amazon? Nope. Mr. Bezos says Amazon's fashion biz is not about selling clothes at deep discounts, but at prices that will keep the designer brands happy. I wonder if that'll make us happy. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about how Amazon is planning to take over the fashion world.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline NextGen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy NextGen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline NextGen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
This weekend, you are celebrating the woman or women in your life who have tried their best to help provide smooth sailing for you through the years, even in the roughest terrain. Brian Osage is here with an idea that will let her strut her stuff, if you will, while hitting the road.
For many, moms are the motor or driving force behind the family, and often her car doubles as a mom taxi, shuttling kids to and from school, baseball practice, and dance rehearsals, many times leaving a mess behind. General Motors' James Bell says that's why this weekend is the perfect time to show mom your appreciation.
Surprise her with a car wash on Mother's Day. Start by cleaning the inside of her car, remove any toys, books, or DVDs. This also includes smelly soccer cleats or week-old french fries. Vacuum the car's interior and give the exterior a good washing so it shines on mom's special day.
Bell says there are a few other inexpensive ways to improve mom's ride.
Change her windshield wipers and get her car's filters replaced. This can help prevent problems she didn't even know she had. Then add some finishing touches. Place an air freshener inside, make her a driving playlist, and fill up her gas tank. You can even leave a card on the front seat with a Jiffy Lube gift certificate inside for future maintenance.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
All right, so there is an interesting trend in England that may be headed here, Richie.
What's up?
Bouncers at clubs are checking Facebook pages along with IDs as a way to weed out fake IDs. Make sure that you are the age you say you are.
Interesting.
That is very interesting. And so the question today on the poll at DougStefan.com asks, how often do you post on Facebook? A, several times a day. B, once every day or two. C, while once in a great while. D, I hardly ever post on Facebook. E, I don't have a Facebook page. I guess we'd be in the A category, several times a day.
Sure.
It's Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You want to check things out, including a lot of these stories and people's thoughts on what we're talking about here on Good Day. 59 past the hour.